From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters backed by Turkish artillery Sunday claimed major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the nearby town of Bashika. Peshmerga commanders outside the town told reporters their fighters had entered the city. However, journalists have not been able to confirm that. The latest Iraqi coalition advances occurred as visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter held talks in nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani and key military commanders. After talks separately Saturday in Baghdad with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Carter also said the U.S. is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition if requested by commanders. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British Monitor said there was fighting in several areas along the front that divides the city's government-held west from the rebel-held east. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and Houthi rebels raged Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemeni border. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes Saturday on Houthi missile launchers east of Sana'a. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton, confident of winning the U.S. presidency in next month's election, is making new efforts to elect more Democrats to Congress to support her legislative agenda. Campaigning in North Carolina, Clinton said her opponent, Donald Trump, is uniquely unqualified to be president.
This is not like anybody else who's ever run for president who has demonstrated unequivocally that he is unqualified and unfit to be president and commander-in-chief of the United States of America.
Trump, meanwhile, told an audience in Florida that he is doing well in the polls and that he expects to win the election just over 2 weeks away.
Numbers are looking phenomenal in Florida. Don't believe the media. But even the media is giving pretty good numbers. They can't help it. But the numbers are even better than what they're saying. So get out. We'll get rid of crooked Hillary once and for all, and that'll be that.
Nevertheless, analysts are giving Clinton a 90% chance of winning the election. Lawmakers in the Venezuela National Assembly were interrupted Sunday by government supporters as they discussed bringing legal charges against leftist President Nicolas Maduro. The special session was suspended briefly and resumed after order was reestablished. Lawmakers then declared that the government had staged a coup by blocking a referendum to recall the president. Amid severe shortages and the world's highest inflation, polls suggest as much as 80% of voters want Mr. Maduro gone this year. Lithuanians have voted in the second round of runoff elections for 68 of the 141 seats in parliament. The nation's center-right Peasants and Greens Party has declared victory, having won 56 seats. It said it would start negotiations with the Homeland Union Party and Social Democrats about forming a coalition government. The winning party promised a government of technocrats that would stop the influx of immigrants and improve Lithuania's sluggish economy. Javier Fernandez, the caretaker leader of Spain's socialists, says the party has decided not to block the conservative Popular Party from forming a minority government. That move finally brings to an end the country's nearly 10-month political impasse. Cameroon's President Paul Biya on Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of a rail crash in the city of Douala on Friday that killed at least 75 people. Some people are still seeking news of friends and family members believed to have been on the train. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.